using contradictory discourses as a political strategy. In postmodern discourse, truth is rejected explicitly and consistency can be a rare phenomenon. Consider the following pairs of claims. On the one hand, all truth is relative. On the other hand, postmodernism tells it like it really is. On the one hand, all cultures are equally deserving of respect. On the other, Western culture is uniquely destructive and bad. Values are subjective, but racism and sexism are really evil. Technology is bad and destructive, and it is unfair that some people have more technology than others. Tolerance is good, and dominance is bad, but when postmodernists come to power, political correctness follows. There's a common pattern here. Subjectivism and relativism in one breath, dogmatic absolutism in the next. Postmodernists are well aware of the contradictions, especially since their opponents relish pointing them out at every opportunity. And of course, a postmodernist can respond dismissingly by citing Hegel, quote, "those are merely Aristotelian logical contradictions," unquote. But it is one thing to say that, and quite another thing to sustain Hegelian contradictions psychologically. The pattern, therefore, raises the question of which side of the contradiction is deepest for postmodernism. Is it that the postmodernists really are committed to relativism, but occasionally lapse into absolutism? Or are their absolutist commitments deepest, and the relativism a rhetorical cover? Consider three more examples, this time of clashes between postmodernist theory and historical fact. Postmodernists say that the West is deeply racist, but they know very well that the West ended slavery for the first time ever, and that it is only in places where Western ideas have made inroads that racist ideas are on the defensive. They say that the West is deeply sexist, but they know very well that Western women were the first to get the vote, contractual rights, and the opportunities that most women in the world are still without. They say that Western capitalist countries are cruel to their poorer members, subjugating them and getting rich off them, but they know very well that the poor in the West are far richer than the poor anywhere else, both in terms of material assets and the opportunities to improve their condition. In explaining the contradiction between the relativism and the absolutist politics, there are three possibilities. One, the first possibility is that the relativism is primary and the absolutist politics are secondary. Qua philosophers, the postmodernists push relativism, but qua particular individuals, they happen to believe a particular version of absolutist politics. Two, the second possibility is that the absolutist politics are primary, while the relativism is a rhetorical strategy that is used to advance the politics. Three, the third possibility is that both the relativism and the absolutism coexist in postmodernism, but the contradictions between them simply do not matter psychologically to those who hold them. The first option can be ruled out as a possibility. Subjectivism and its consequent relativism cannot be primary to postmodernism because of the uniformity of the politics of postmodernism. If subjectivity and relativism were primary, then the postmodernists would be adopting political positions across the spectrum, and that simply is not happening. Postmodernism is therefore first a political movement and a brand of politics that has only lately come to relativism.